When Comes the Spring, Canadian West, Book 2, written by Jeanette Oak, narrated by Nancy Peterson. When Calls the Heart. When well-bred, sophisticated Elizabeth Thatcher, a city girl from Toronto, agreed to a term of teaching in the newly formed province of Alberta, it was more to please her mother and to become reacquainted with her half-brother Jonathan than from a sense of adventure on her own part. Elizabeth was more than a bit hesitant to leave the comfort and security of her father's house to mix with the rough and uncultured people of the new frontier. But upon arrival in the West, Elizabeth soon learned to love her big brother and his wife Mary and their four small children. She also was captivated by families and students of the small one-room school and by the West itself. Then into Elizabeth's life came Wynne, the tall, handsome, and dedicated member of the Royal Northwest Mounted Police. Elizabeth, previously determined never to marry a Westerner, began to have second thoughts. Wynne was the one who now resisted. He was adamant in his belief that the rigors of the Mountie's life were too demanding to be shared by a wife, particularly a woman as lovely and cultured as Elizabeth. Elizabeth, feeling rejected and hurt by Wynne's apparent lack of feeling for her, decided to return to Toronto where she belonged. But Wynne knew he could not let her go, at least not without expressing to her his deep feelings of love and giving her the opportunity to respond. A proposal at the train depot brought Elizabeth into Wynne's arms with her assurance.